Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, Charlie Long, joined by Steve Geller. Steve, you'll go first on Triple Option.
Yes, sir, guys. We know that these joint practices in the preseason, leading up to the preseason games, always a ton of interest. You feel like teams are getting a lot of good work in. Well, the New York Giants and Detroit Lions didn't have such a great week of practices against each other. They did more fighting than they did practicing. And both
no
teams,
Malik did. No,
exactly. Both teams now, they're incurring a $200,000 fine from the NFL. The NFL reminded teams last month.
Well, you can't fight?
Right.
What's wrong with that? Fighting
and unprofessional contact at joint practices will not be tolerated. That didn't deter the Giants and Lions. They had more than a dozen scuffles at their camp, and it wasn't just the old shoving and pushing and mouthing off. There were some fists thrown, and really stupid when you think about it, too, because you see guys throwing punches at people when people, you know, guys are wearing helmets, and you're just going to end up busting your hand.
No, what you got to do is you got to punch him in the throat, or you got to go to uppercut. You can't go straight on. Let me tell you, one of the most famous fights in NFL history. I guess they call it the Nat Line in Macon, Georgia.
Right.
Buddy Ryan and the Eagles were coming down and playing Jerry Glanville in Atlanta. Talk about a free-for-all. It was unbelievable. The fight was so bad. You know how you have joint practices?
Yeah.
They had that practice. They stopped the practice. Then they couldn't even go the next day against each other.
Well, that's what happened Tuesday session with the Lions and Giants. They just cut it short.
No. But did they practice the next day against each other?
No, that's today. Tomorrow they're playing in the game.
Preseason action.
We'll see if it spills out into that game that was MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, so that I guess the NFL is trying to nip that in the bud. But if you can't ice skate, don't you like an ice hockey fight? I mean, I don't know. It's the players.
You're allowed to fight in hockey. You just get a penalty.
Yeah, you break your hand, so whatever. The moral of the story is if you ever get in a fight, don't take off your helmet. And if you're trying to get the best...
Go for the throat.
You go for the throat. You go for the Adam's apple.
Don't go for the helmet.
No. You go for the Adam's apple, you might throw a few uppercuts and stuff. So, I've seen, like, I remember Tim Green. Now he's dealing with ALS, that boy. And Tim Green, the author, played at Syracuse, first-round draft pick. They said the Eagles players, remember Scott Cason, I'll tell him this, they had Tim Green up along a cyclone fence. And they were actually... One player was holding up his face mask, and the other one was giving him the business with the uppercuts. And it was like...
Tag team.
It was like, okay, we're not going to break our hand. And so I said, Scott, y'all didn't go to Tim's rescue or anything? What happened? They go, no. He was kind of a Rhodes Scholar, prima donna, so we glad he was getting beat up a little bit. Even his own teammates. And Tim Green was a great individual, kind of undersized defensive lineman that always got it done. And we always loved going up there and wild turkey hunt in upstate New York and hang out with him and all.
Yeah.
But, you know, you tell stories when late at night you're having a few pops and all that. And so, hey, remember, Tim, that's kind of funny. None of your teammates came to your rescue as the Eagles were whipping you behind.
Well, hopefully when you go next week to California, you don't see any fights breaking out between the Niners and the Saints.
They liked him in California.
I don't know. They have a fight. It's part of the training camp. The only thing is, if you're getting in a fight, you don't want to get hurt in a fight. No, if you get in a fight, that could develop some toughness. But you know what? Everyone's not so dehydrated and it's so hot that you're aggravated. No, the weather's nice, so there shouldn't be any fights.
Yeah, like I said, I figure you usually get the pushing and shoving and some curse words thrown at each other, but nothing too serious.
Yeah, a lot of curse words. Not a few curse words. A lot of curse words. And then I told you to stop holding me, whatever, and all that.
What you got for Triple Option?
Yeah, well, what I got for Triple Option, I thought this was unique. You know, it came out with the USA Today coaches poll. And obviously, you mentioned like LSU being 12. Coach O at the U now, working in Miami, they like number 19th. Tulane's number 46. Okay, you look at they're 46 in the nation right now. But the thing that caught my attention, I still call it 1AA, but the FCS poll. You know, not everybody can go to Nebraska or like Wisconsin. whoever you might think is the top programs as far as, the Big 12, the Big 10, SEC, whatever. You know who's dominating right now, that next tier? It's the damn Dakotas. South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits, number one. Now, this team has always been amongst the best. North Dakota State, number two. Now, my best friend, who passed away in 2015, the Montana Grizzlies, University of Montana, and then Montana State, the Bobcats, they're number four. So South Dakota State, North Dakota State, Montana State. Then you look at even number five, South Dakota, the Coyotes. So it's all these damn Dakotas or Montana who's really in the top five. If you look at the Southland Conference, Incarnate Word is number 14 out of San Antonio. I look at Nicholls State, they're representing. They're going to play the LSU Fighting Tigers. They're 23rd in the nation right now. So I just thought it was interesting because you don't look at players. I want opportunities. And you see players now in the NFL from these Dakotas on the rosters.
Right.
So it's kind of like South Dakota State, North Dakota State, Montana State, South Dakota. It's all these. If you have a choice, you really don't want to go there. Now, some of them play indoors, but it's so damn cold up there, I might want to go to a different school.
I was going
to
say this yesterday, but, man, growing up, Dwayne Thomas with the Cowboys passed away a couple of days ago.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Man, controversial for his time, but, boy, was he a stud football player. Passed away, and, boy,
Mike,
if you
how,
were living,
he that, how old was he? Wasn't that old? How?
In his 70s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, he drove Tom Landry crazy. That's when he was so good they knew he was doing the white powder and they still let him play. That's how dominant Dwayne Thomas was. You talk about
a guy that tilt the field for a couple years. It was Dwayne Thomas with the Cowboys.
He would tell the players. He'd tell the coaches to go take a hike. But he was that good, they didn't want to get rid of him.
They didn't want to upset him. Just win for us. We'll be back with more here on Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.